always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is declaring victory after pressuring Colombia into accepting deportation flights filled with undocumented immigrants from the U.S. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
So it seems like things have de-escalated successfully and the tariffs are now on hold.
Israel's just revealed a Hamas list showing 8 of the 33 hostages to be released in the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement are dead. The news comes as Palestinians return to bombed-out northern Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
If the ceasefire holds, Gazans can keep returning home, a sea of people in an exodus from their own self-described hell.
They're marking 80 years since the liberation of a Nazi death camp. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is at Auschwitz.
The former concentration camp and extermination camp serves as a solemn reminder of the 1.1 million lives lost during the Holocaust.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The average price of gasoline rose 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.94. This is 19.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 21 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national price of diesel also rose, increasing 4.4 cents to stand at $3.65 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum. He urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. Prices have stabilized for the time being, with crude more than $5 per gallon below prices a couple of weeks ago. GasBuddy officials are monitoring any potential impacts from the possible U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as they are key sources of crude oil imports. That deadline is February 1st, and officials will be watching for the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. If the tariffs don't materialize, gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks until the seasonal rise that usually begins in mid to late February. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. The city of Marshfield is accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs until February 13th. You'll need to have the bids to City Hall before 4 p.m. that Thursday. Bids will be open immediately and open to the public thereafter. The date for Mid-States Farm Tour and the Wisconsin Technical College's Ag Day celebration is announced. The event will take place on March 11th. The WTCS Ag Day celebration, breakfast, and lunch will be held at the American Legion Post 54 in Marshfield. You will need to register by March 4th at mstc.edu. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Currently 21 degrees.
Good. No. Good.
Good.
No, no, that wasn't it. Good morning, Wisconsin.
Sing it, Marv.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's morning show. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. In a little bit, we're going to get into some entertainment news. We got Bad Bunny on Hot Ones. We got to talk about that. We've also got to get into remembering a legend. We've got our legend, a Wisconsin legend that I want to get into. And famous albums that were banned by Walmart.
Yes.
I think these are all interesting, fun topics that I
agree.
I look forward to us diving into. But of course, it is a 9 o'clock on a Monday. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR for this Monday, January 27th. I thought for today's episode I would begin with a story.
Ooh.
Mm. All right. Mm. Let's get comfortable, everybody.
Okay.
Hunker down.
Once upon a time, well, actually once upon 2 weekends ago, my father came to town for a visit from Ohio. We talked about a lot of things, but his grandmother's baking came up. This is my great-grandma Cora. She was an amazing cook and baker. I actually inherited some of her recipes.
Mm.
Just like her, I have a love for baking. At least I do now. But I digress. My conversation with my father reminded me of the time I was living on my own. Before I got married, I didn't do a lot of baking, mainly because I didn't have anyone to bake for. But one year around Christmas, I got the inspiration to make a frosted chocolate cookie, just like my mom always made for Christmas. These are cake cookies with chocolate icing on top. They are delicious. She got the recipe from my great-grandma Cora. So I emailed my mother for the recipe. Upon receiving the recipe, I went to buy the ingredients I didn't have on hand. I found the shortening and the powdered sugar very easily on the shelf. I checked my list and headed down the aisle to find the next ingredient. That's when it happened.
That sounds ominous. What happened?
I went to get the carnation milk.
Sounds easy enough.
But there were two types of carnation milk from which to choose.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you bought the one that was listed on the recipe.
That was the problem. The recipe only listed carnation milk.
Ooh.
Carnation was the brand, not the type of milk.
Mm.
I remembered my mom would have these small cans in the pantry that were made by carnation. What I couldn't remember was if they were evaporated milk or sweetened condensed milk.
What's the difference?
That's an excellent question. I didn't know, and I didn't know if it would change anything with the texture or taste of the cookies I was planning to make.
Let me guess, you did the research, got the right kind, and made some amazing cookies.
Actually, I ended up calling my dad to find out.
Plan B. I was your plan
yeah.
B.
However, since he is not a baker, he didn't know. So to tell you the truth, I just picked one. From what I remember, the taste wasn't too different, but the texture was a little bit thinner than what I was used to. I don't even remember which I chose, and I haven't really made these cookies that much since.
So you just gave up? I was hoping to get some cookies out of this segment, Beth. This is part of the reason you're here.
Sorry, James. I don't have the cookies today.
Oh.
But I do have the research. Last week, we talked about sweetened condensed milk, but when I asked for the recipe originally, I didn't have a lot of resources, like the internet, and there wasn't a plethora of information that I could get there. You know, like now, you can get any information you need from the internet. So most cooking and baking websites now have information on the difference. I went to Masterclass for this one. Masterclass.com shares evaporated milk and condensed milk are both types of thick, concentrated milk that about 60% of the water has been removed from. However, there are a few notable differences between these common pastry staples. Evaporated milk is a shelf staple, concentrated form of milk sold in cans. Evaporated milk was developed in the 1890s, shortly after the invention of sweetened condensed milk. It is made by heating milk at reduced pressure until the water content has decreased by about half. Evaporated milk is sterilized after it's reduced and homogenized. As a shelf staple alternative to fresh milk, evaporated milk was designed to be diluted with an equal amount of water so that you can turn it into milk. Evaporated milk is used in desserts like ice cream, cheesecake, and puddings. Condensed milk, which we talked about in a different segment, also called sweetened condensed milk because there is no unsweetened condensed milk, is a concentrated milk product made by heating cow's milk at reduced pressure. The milk is heated until the water content has reduced by half, then sugar is added to bring the sugar content up to 55%. The resulting product is a shelf staple as well and used in a variety of dessert recipes. Canned sweetened condensed milk was developed in 1861 in the United States, but the history of cooking fresh milk with sweeteners to increase the stability goes back thousands of years to Indian milk sweets called mithai. Condensed milk can be used in recipes like lemon meringue, fudge, and custard. Both evaporated and condensed milk start with cow's milk and are made by removing about 60% of the water to form a concentrated, shelf-safe form of milk. However, there are a few key differences between evaporated milk and condensed milk regarding sugar content, color, flavor, and texture. So this is where it came in for the cookies. The sweetness of the milk is different. Evaporated milk is unsweetened, and sweetened condensed milk is obviously sweetened with the added sugar, which acts as a natural preservative. Evaporated milk is about 10% sugar by weight because fresh dairy milk naturally contains about 5% sugar, mainly in the form of lactose. Sweetened condensed milk typically contains 55% sugar. The flavor is slightly different. Due to the high sugar content, condensed milk does not need to be heat sterilized like evaporated milk. As a result, it does not achieve the same caramelized flavor as evaporated milk. The color of the two are slightly different. Evaporated milk has a tan color due to the concentration of lactose and protein that occurs during cooking. Sweetened condensed milk is lighter in color due to the high concentration of sugar. And the texture is different. Evaporated milk adds a lighter, airier texture to baked goods like pies and cakes, while condensed milk provides a dense creaminess.
Hmm. All right. Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot about milk.
That is a lot about milk.
It just makes me want more 2% milk. It just makes me really
suddenly I'm thirsty. Yeah.
No, in all honesty, you're talking about that, Beth, and I'm pre-reading this, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I'm like, God, the trial and error.
Yeah.
Of
mm-hmm.
all of this stuff and the people that that got to the point where we are now with mm-hmm. this, it's really amazing, and I think it's been normalized a bit, but it's pretty darn cool to think of.
Right, and the fact that they were made for other things, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't necessarily made for baking, and we touched on this last week too when we talked about sweetened condensed milk. But there was other reasons. But as you know, science has gone along, and we learned ways to preserve milk better, and mm-hmm. and all these things, pasteurization, and all this. We don't really have the same need for them that we did, but we can still find really cool uses for them, like
absolutely.
Baking and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Well, and until I found this, I didn't realize that evaporated milk was meant to be diluted and used mm-hmm. that way, because I've only seen it used baking.
Right.
So,
but it can be used as actual milk. Just add water, right?
And evaporated milk is used in a plethora, I love that word if you can't tell, of recipes. I mean, it's a staple in pumpkin pie recipes. Mm-hmm. Although you can find, I did find a recipe for pumpkin pie with sweetened condensed milk, which was in the newsletter if you got that last week.
Yeah.
You can always sign up and see if we can get one of the archived if you really
excellent.
Want that recipe.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's used in so many different things. And this episode doesn't even cover powdered milk, which is another option
right,
for milk
true.
That is out there that can be used.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have these shelf staples and to know that the different desserts that will help make that difference. So mm-hmm. if you want something that's more the cake texture, you're going to want more of the evaporated milk. If you want it to be sweeter, you're going to want the condensed milk
right.
because of the difference in the sugar levels.
Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense.
So at this point, I'm pretty sure which of the two belongs in my grandmother's recipe.
Okay.
But to make sure, we might have to make them with both
yeah.
and then have a taste test.
Ooh, okay.
I think James is on board for that one.
Deal. Deal.
I will make sure you're the one of the people for the taste test.
There you go, yeah.
There you go. All right, there you go. So at this point, I guess my story ends with to be continued.
Oh, great. A sequel. Lovely.
Even though I'm still not sure which type. Actually, now I kind of, going through this, think it. I know which one it is. I am sure that choosing to be a sponsor of this segment will be an utterly good choice.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Man.
Nicely done.
I am the queen of puns. Right?
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes. Well done. If you're interested in more information about how we can make this happen and get you a part of the team, just give us a call at our front desk, 424-1300. Speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley and work out the details.
That number again, 715-424-1300.
We would be glad to highlight you during this segment and mm-hmm. even do a remote from your business. So
yeah.
consider sponsoring us. And with that, we will close the kitchen.
Very good. Yeah, excellent.
Great episode. Thank you so much, Beth. Nice
yes.
work. Yes, yes. Nice work, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Be listening every Monday for another opportunity to hear The Kitchens Open right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. We'll be back with some entertainment news coming up.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries, or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer, and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Currently 21 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're all having a great start to your day out there. Shout out to Beth and the Kitchen's Open. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good.
Very informative.
A lot of fun with that segment. Let's dive into some entertainment news right now. And we've talked about the YouTube show Hot Ones a handful of times over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, this is an interview show where celebrities come on and they are asked questions while eating hot items. Wings and things like that. And we're talking really hot.
Yeah.
They get progressively hotter.
Right.
Oddly enough, also recently we've mentioned Bad Bunny. And again, not maybe a household name here in America, but throughout the rest of the world, as big of a name as there is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Any big name you want to mention as a comp, that fits.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce, it doesn't matter. Bad Bunny matches all of them.
Yep.
He is just gigantic in Latin America. And he just came out with a new album.
He sure did.
So
yep.
He's gotten even bigger. I don't know a lot of his music, but from what I'm hearing, he has done a very like growing kind of thing. So he's brought even a bigger audience now.
Wow.
He's only getting bigger, this guy. And keeping that in mind, again, I did mention that he is a Latin superstar. Mm-hmm. He's very proud of this and does a really good job being able to do English and American. Oh, yep. As a side note, I do want to mention as well, not a bad actor.
Oh.
He's not bad. Simon, I am like one of two people that like the movie Bullet Train. But he was in it and he did a darn good job.
Oh, very good.
Very much. He did a good job. So, but Bad Bunny is not apparently very good with the Hot Ones thing.
Oh, really?
On the most recent episode, he bailed when the sauce got too hot.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
At one point he said, quote, "I'm feeling it and I don't like it because I'm worried about my colon." He's basically like the whole trip back to Puerto Rico. He was worried. And then he just taps out. He's like, "There's no way I'm going to be able to eat all those. There's no way." Bunny now joins the Wall Most Made It, which is the show's list of celebrities who
Wall
quit.
Most Made It.
The people who quit before the last week.
Yeah, right.
So DJ Khaled, Ice Spice, Tarashi P. Henson, Jim Gaffigan, Ricky Gervais, and Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
I just want to say that of the, like, I guarantee that at some point today, I'm going to be surprised by something, or sometime this week. On the other side of that, the things I am least surprised by, it's that Jim Gaffigan didn't last long on Hot Ones.
He's made a career out of talking about food. I mean, one part of the big part of his act is food.
Yeah.
He likes to talk about it. So, and the fact that he has trouble, no surprise at all that he can't handle the hot stuff.
By the way, as a side note, one of my like top 20 people I would love to interview. I would love to interview Jim Gaffigan. That just thing would be so much fun. He'd just be a great one.
Good old Midwesterner from Indiana.
I don't think he can say anything and not be funny. Whether he's trying to or not, right. It's just his tone, the way he says it. I think that'd be a fun interview. That's an interesting list.
That's hilarious.
Now, I do think it's, and I only say this because I have so many Latino friends and everything, but I will mention that other than maybe DJ Khaled, I think he's the only Latin guy on there. Now, I mean, that's what you're going to lose some points there. You're going to lose some points, man.
And people who know, you know, a lot of Latin cooking has, you know, tends to be spicier, considering, you know, where on the planet that it's located, you know, the whole make you
where
sweat.
Where chilies grow.
Yeah, where chilies grow. It makes you sweat and helps cool you off. That's why people eat spicy stuff in hot weather. But yeah, that is kind of funny.
And I always like asking the audience if you would do this. If you were asked to, you know, you were a celebrity, you were asked to be on the show, would you do it or not? Because it's funny, this isn't a show that a lot of publicists push people to do. This is something that most celebrities want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's made the show really popular.
Right.
Part of the reason publicists, this isn't all well and good. You gotta have insurance for these things and a lot of that. And there's a lot of red tape and a lot of that. So it's a lot easier to just put you on the, you know, Today Show than to be on this show. But a lot of celebrities want to be on this show.
They do want to do it.
I think that's kind of cool.
Which is fun, yeah.
Before we get into Walmart's band, famous band albums, I did want to take a moment to touch on something. And you can find this article at wisconsinlife.org, wisconsinlife.org. Actor Gena Rowlands, known for dramatic, deeply emotional performances in movies like A Woman Under the Influence, Gloria, maybe most famously The Notebook. She won 4 Emmy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, and was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, eventually receiving an honorary Oscar back in 2015. And all of this being brought up in part because this woman ties her roots to this state.
That's cool.
And we lost her recently. She passed away at the age of 94 back in August.
Wow.
And author Dean Robbins is looking back on Rowlands' legacy and one of her most iconic roles. Now, she was born in Cabrillo, Wisconsin back in 1930. And it's not surprising that she grew up idolizing a lot of big-time actors. Her favorite was Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
And now she's kind of being immortalized in a book. I just had here and I cannot find it now. I'm so sorry, everybody. I think that if you look her up, you're going to know her from Taxi Driver. You're going to know her from a couple of other great performances and everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel very confident saying you will know her.
Yes.
You will remember her. And I don't think a lot of it may have been common knowledge that she was a Wisconsinite.
I did not know that, no.
Dean Robbins is a mostly a children's author. He doesn't do a lot of this stuff. But I thought it was pretty noteworthy that he wanted to do this. From the little bit that I've seen, looks like this is a good one.
Yeah. I would say if you want to know more about Gena Rowlands and her iconic performances, definitely Woman Under the Influence, directed by her husband, John Cassavetes, which is one of my favorite directors. And then Gloria, I believe. Is that also Cassavetes? I can't remember. But that is another fabulous performance by Gena Rowlands. Probably two of her most famous roles. And man, A Woman Under the Influence is just amazing. Tour de force acting. My gosh.
You watch that and you're like, okay, well, that's what an Academy Award performance is. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it is.
Yep. Right,
And you can find out more. Go to wisconsinbookfestival.org and find out more about this and all kinds of great books.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsinbookfestival.org. Be sure to check that out and celebrate a great Wisconsinite while you're at it.
Yes, indeed.
And then there is this. Walmart has banned its share of albums over the years. UltimateClassicRock.com put out a list of 20 of the most famous ones, and here are 10 examples.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of funny considering like how people buy music now.
It is.
And like, I love the idea of you know, of them being like, well, we're banning something now. Like, oh, no. I don't know. Walmart, oh, boy, Walmart banned this. So wherever will I find this music now? It's kind of interesting that it's still going on, that they're still banning stuff. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I almost feel like, too, now I have not been able to find anything recently, but they did, in their company policy, they do said that they still do hold the right to do this, and
right.
that they still, mm-hmm. from time to time, use the that use it.
That policy, right? Yep.
I also find it interesting, too, like, to it, if I'm an artist, this is a good thing.
I'm telling you.
Like, this is one of the best things that can happen to you is have your music banned. Like, yeah, it just intensifies your profile. It just makes you that much more edgy and cool and all blah, blah, blah.
Back in the 90s, when a lot of these that, you know, on this list happened, this was news, man. This would make, like, the normal news. And today, you know, Walmart banned all copies of Enter Artist Here. And then people were like, what?
What? Now I need to hear this.
Ooh, yeah, why? Why did they do that?
We just did an Unlabeled, an episode, our parental advisory episode. And it's kind of a play on that when we were kids and they first started using the parental advisory explicit lyrics labels.
Labels, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that anybody understands that all that did was make kids want those albums.
Yes, it did. 100%.
I genuinely believe that there is not one teenager that saw that and was like, well, I can't look at that. I better not touch that.
Yeah.
I better. There might be an adult around. I may not. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. Like, it did nothing to stop kids from listening to that
stuff. It enticed them.
If anything, it just pushed them to more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know. But Nevermind from Nirvana shows up at this list with a naked baby on the cover. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nirvana refused to alter it, and Walmart eventually gave in because the album was such a big hit. But I do believe that they covered part of it.
They did. I remember seeing that.
Put a sticker over it
they
or something?
They did. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
Walmart also banned Nirvana's In Utero because the back cover includes fetuses and the song titled Rape Me, which at the time Nirvana made changes to get on the sleeves. Now, it should be noted as well that Cobain wrote that song as an anti-rape song.
Right,
that
yes.
That is what that song is all about. And was very, like, one of, in his last, like, some of his last interviews, you hear him talking about how... How ridiculous that, not ridiculous, but how hurt he was that got taken the wrong way, and then it went the wrong direction and everything. When he was trying very hard as a young dad at the time of a young daughter to try to like get this alpha male like thing out of that industry, especially out of rock and roll, and trying to push against that. And all that, you know, and of course people just read headlines,
right? Exactly.
Mr. Happy Go Lucky from John Mellencamp, like what? The original cover had Jesus and the devil on it, so John got rid of them.
Oh, jeez. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow, the song.
I remember this one.
The song Love is a Good Thing had a line about kids hurting themselves with guns that they bought at Walmart.
Yep.
Sheryl refused to change the lyric and probably lost hundreds of thousands of album sales, and it didn't hurt her career one bit.
No, it really didn't. It didn't, no. But I do remember that one specifically. Oh, yeah. It was big news, yeah.
Yeah, once again, Walmart, you're missing the point, and your marketers are idiots, are fools.
Walmart.
Are fools. You don't understand. You lean into these things. You show that, yes, you're right. We did do that. Or, yes, we are capable of that.
Yes.
And we still got them for sale. Like, yeah. I don't know. Or stop doing it. You know, maybe.
Well, that would be novel.
A point, maybe.
Maybe she's got a point. I love that. Yeah.
The Fat of the Land from Prodigy with a song that smacked my blank up. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I remember that.
Also, another flip around song where it was supposed to be about women, women on women crime, some of that. Dookie from Green Day had a couple of big things that should be on there.
Which, I mean, that's like sophomore humor. I get it. But it's not, it's like, so what? It's not that offensive. It's just kind of bad taste.
Walmart ended up selling it with a slightly altered cover.
I don't know if I remember seeing what that was. Wasn't that the album that had like the green...
Yes,
the crystal, what we used to call those, I can't remember, the plastic covers was like a green tinted one too.
Yeah. Tool had a problem with Undertow because of some of the nudity in the inside of the album cover and everything.
On the inside.
Right.
Which you can't see when it's displayed.
Right. Arctic Monkeys and a couple of other bands also over the years have had, because of their album titles, mm-hmm. what the albums were called, they weren't able to promote them at Walmart and everything. And Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yes, Willie Nelson. Willie.
Countryman. Wally World objected to the pot leaf on the cover. The record label made an alternate version for them.
Because if there's anything more associated with Willie than that, I mean, seriously.
I wonder, with the rise of Amazon and online shopping and everything, how much a store that had so much power and loved its power, how they're feeling now about that. Because, you know, for decades, they got away with stuff like
this.
Oh,
my gosh.
Because
yes,
they were
the
biggest game in town. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're not anymore. They're not even in the top three of the biggest games in town anymore. So I am curious. Walmart ain't hurting for money.
Oh, no, no, no,
they're
no.
not going anywhere or nothing like
right.
that.
Right.
No, they're still putting small businesses out of business.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what did they do in return in response to that but become like conscious? Like, I don't need my business to have a conscience. It's a business, and if I'm a CEO or if I'm a board member, I probably don't want them to have a conscience.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and where they get to pick and choose on these things has always been very interesting to me too.
Yeah.
But what is offensive to one person is not to another. Mm-hmm. So who gets to decide what is offensive?
Well, apparently Walmart did.
Right.
Apparently in the 90s they did anyway.
I'm not saying that they're like everything should be out in the open. I'm not saying that there isn't rules and regulations for reasons. I actually think that one of the smartest things that the movie industry ever did, maybe the last smart thing the movie industry did, was come up with a rating system.
Right.
I actually think that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Movies don't give you a lot to go on in a name or in a trailer. Or even a movie cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I would want my kids or kids' kids or anything like that to be able to have a heads up on these things.
Right.
Parents have a heads up.
Makes sense.
As an artist, I'd want that. I don't want somebody who can't understand my work watching it. I don't need that. That
right.
A young mind isn't going to grow from that. Isn't going to be benefited by it. I want them to be able to enjoy it when they're older. They may not if they take it when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Like me with The Shining.
That's where I went.
Right. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit. But artists want this too. Like there are many artists that certainly there are plenty of artists that don't want their work censored, but I think almost every artist wants their work to go to the right source.
The appropriate audience for mm-hmm. whatever that art is. That makes the most sense, right? Yeah.
I don't think that that's outlandish or
no,
anything.
No, I agree with you, yeah.
But where they lose people is where they just put down this line in the sand.
It's like arbitrary almost,
They're barking or they're telling people what to do.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. different.
That's a big difference, yeah.
There are very few times in life where somebody is, you know what, I like being talked down to. I like being having my moral compass, you know, let me just take that.
Yeah, that's dictated to
enough.
You, right?
Yeah. Let me make that up for you. That doesn't work. And I don't, when we look at how we fell for Amazon so easily, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
With Walmart, the way they were, and only getting more and more powerful and only more and more stronger and more morally,
mm-hmm.
where whether you agree with their morals or not, I'm guessing most people didn't like them making those decisions for us.
Right.
It's not surprising that Amazon was sitting right there. And Amazon, hey, we don't judge nothing.
Yeah, just buy it. You want this album? We got it right
Look
here.
At us, you know, and of course they blow up. And now we got another monster. Another
we got a monster. Oh, my God.
And everything. But this, they're part to blame for the rise of Amazon. They're a big part of that.
I absolutely believe that.
And part of this all starts with what Melissa hit on that write-up point of them knocking out smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. When people are looking for the alternative, they're going to go to wherever is available. And Amazon was available, right?
Yeah. I saw somebody trying to pitch to me that you needed to buy local, support local, and that included Walmart. And I'm not going to argue too much with that because there's a lot of our friends and family members that are working at Walmart.
Have jobs there.
A lot of our neighbors that are working at those and everything. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of our friends and neighbors that are working at actual mom and pop businesses.
Exactly.
Actual local businesses and everything. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go that far with it, you know, maybe close your Amazon account too. Like, yeah. How far are you willing to go with these things?
There you go.
And I'm not at all saying this like I'm some like great moral compass of all this, and I do all these great noble things. I'm saying it. I'm bringing the questions up.
You're not?
No.
Then I got to stop basing my life on your teachings, James. No, man,
I am, but I didn't want to brag. I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
So disappointed.
Oh wow.
Yeah. We'll just go to break.
And knock your heads together.
She can't. She's not here.
On that note,
I'll see you later.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new $200 million high-performance computing facility will soon be coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Digital Power Optimization Incorporated, or DPO, is working in partnership with Billerud subsidiary Consolidated Water Power Company to build a new facility on land within the old mill property. This state-of-the-art project will enable up to 20 megawatts of AI computing. DPO has secured a definitive land lease extending for up to 50 years, interconnection rights to an existing and energized substation, and access to a firm power supply. DPO expects the project to break ground and begin vertical construction in 2026. The city of Wausau is holding its annual Pause and Protect Clinic on Sunday, March 9th. This is an opportunity for free rabies vaccines and discounted microchips to cats and dogs in the city. Pause and Protect will be held at a new location this year. It will be inside Marathon Park at East Gate Hall on March 9th from noon to 3. The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across Wisconsin in 2024. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Meanwhile, in Madison, the median home price has been about $430,000 for a bit. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, but we now also have the fastest-growing prices. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen on now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one. My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Currently it's 26.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James, along with Melissa here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great one out there. This is an interesting one. What everyday skill becomes suspicious if you're a little too good at it? 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation and let us know what's a skill that you see somebody and they're good at it. And you're like, oh, that's cool, but how did they learn that? Yeah. How did they get good at
it? They come across that kind of skill.
They might be a little too good at that. One man says he and his wife went to a shooting range and fired a variety of guns for the first time. And his wife's accuracy with a Glock was expert level. Ooh. The trainer whispered to the guy, check her background.
So that is kind of weird.
Give me an example.
Right, yeah. Suddenly a savant at firing. Yeah, wow.
And if you could tell, a lot of this is done tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
you
know,
obviously, there was fine there. Yeah. But one man was so good at making fake money for movies that he got a visit from the FBI.
Oh, no.
They even told him he had to make it look more false.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember that story. So this was years before the movie Catch Me If You Can. But they actually used the same guy. And he got in trouble again during the making of that movie. Which is hilarious to me because if you know the whole concept of the movie is about.
Right, exactly. Back in the day, by the way, you were not allowed to show actual money on screen. They had to make fake money. Like, they didn't even look anything like it. So they've allowed them to do, you know, a little bit more these days. But be careful, apparently.
If you don't want to visit the FBI.
Don't want to visit the FBI, the Secret Service.
Walking silently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this can mean, you know, some things that maybe, you know, may not be on the most moral side of things and everything. Or it could mean you're a parent.
Oh, geez. What are you doing? I didn't even know you were here. Yeah.
you have to be able to, like, you get that kid down and they're finally asleep.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And you become light as a feather, and you just
somehow you're a ninja all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, ultimate sleuth. Yes. Yeah.
Or as a parent, you're bopping around the house, and you out of the corner of your ear, you hear your kid say a word or say something they shouldn't say, and like immediately just silent. All of a sudden, poof, you just pop up like a.
What did you say?
Like, where did you even come from?
Nice.
Being able to BS your way out of a situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Damn,
wait a minute.
Out.
Yeah.
Now, I will say though that you could earn that skill and have a completely fair.
Valid reason for it. Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're
but
bad,
still
a bad person or anything. Yeah,
but officer, I no.
Digging deep holes.
Yeah. You know what would be more worrisome to me is if they not only, you know, if someone could just look at a hole and say, oh yeah, that's 6 feet. That would be very alarming. Yeah, how would you know that? You're not an undertaker. You're not a ditch digger. You're not a person who digs in the cemetery.
It took you 2 seconds to look at that hole.
Well, how do you know that?
Also, though, why would digging deep holes be an everyday skill?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like planting trees, like if that's your,
right,
mm-hmm. you do that a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. Remembering random details people mention in passing. It can be a good thing that shows you listen and you are invested in people you meet until you are too good at it, and it can seem almost weird to some people.
This is what I'm guilty of.
Eavesdropping.
I've never looked at this as weird or mischievous or anything. I've always thought that meant somebody just cared. I really did. This may be one of the few naive like windows I have.
I care about you, James, is why I'm listening to your conversation.
And I know all the details of your life that you've ever shared on the morning show.
That's creepy.
I don't know why, but this also like makes me like no longer like, okay, my whole dating life makes sense now. Like, and it does. Like, I don't know why. Knowing how to use a lockpick to set or get into a house or car quickly when someone has locked themselves out.
Yeah, that could be a little concerning. It's like, helpful at the time.
How many of us as kids wanted to learn how to pick locks? All of us. That's right?
Probably true, yeah.
Or is it just me?
True story, okay? I'm going to be real vulnerable, real honest right now. Went on the first date I had been in a long time when I was living out in California. And she was a grade school teacher. And I wanted to impress her. So I was trying really hard throughout the whole day to be on my best standards and all that. And speaking properly and stuff. I even sat with good posture and stuff. And I walked her home. She wasn't far from the coffee shop. So I walk her home, and she locked her roommate locked them out. Mm. So I'm like, oh, I get to be the
hero.
really impress her.
This is my wheelhouse and everything. I'm like, hey, anybody got a card? Anybody like that? Boom! I get them in there in like 2 minutes,
and they didn't say a word to me afterwards. They shut the door all like while watching me like the whole thing. Never heard from her again. Nothing.
No, that's not the kind of person. You're like sitting there, impressive, right? Man, wait, where are you going?
Really, sums me up at a nutshell of like how bad I am at what I think is impressive. It is not impressive. One man says he went back home from college and whooped his dad's butt at darts 3 times in a row. His dad said, "You've been in the bar too much."
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing with your time?
Automatic assumption. Yeah. Dad, I bought a dartboard and I have it in my basement at the house. That's where I've been practicing. Come on.
The next one, knowing all the ways a drug test can provide a false positive.
Ooh.
Not just that, but also knowing like all the different types of like counters to it or whatever. Or anything. Yes. Like none of that seems good to me. None of that.
No. Wait a minute.
People that are good at lying show up on here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shuffling cards. That's an interesting one. That is interesting. Okay. I've known some
shuffling,
people.
It depends on how you shuffle cards. Okay, there's standard shuffling. What you don't want to do is people you're going to play cards with, don't do card tricks. Yeah. Then
right.
you
before the game starts.
Before the game, then they're going to be like, wait a minute.
How do you keep winning?
Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah. Yeah.
Cleaning bloodstains. Yes, I would say that's probably not. Or again, maybe you're just
come
a parent.
On, or you're a mom.
Yeah, I was going to say,
or a nurse,
with kids that skin their knees all the time. Come on.
Yeah,
or you're right a woman. You're a woman.
Yep. I was right about to say it, but
there
I really
you go. Didn't. There you go.
There's certain things that I think would come a lot better from Melissa, and I feel like that was one of them.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. Remembering license plates.
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
Some of us just pay attention to those things.
Oh, no. That's weird. That's weird. Yes, it's weird.
That one, I'm not sure.
No. That's funny. That's weird and
I'm a little
strange.
50-50 on that one. Yeah. I don't know why. And I don't even know why. I don't know why. But there's something about it like, I don't know. But there's also something that I think is kind of cool about it, too. So I don't know where I fall on that one.
Do you guys know your own license plate number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I do, but I cheat.
Mine, I got in trouble the last time I said it on the air. But mine is actually call letters of one of our stations.
Yeah, the numbers, this frequency. Yep.
That was not intentional, by the way. I've had so many listeners say, wow, man, you really love that place or something. Like, nope.
I was behind you in traffic one day, and I noticed that. I was like, oh, wow, James' license plate. It's the same as... That's kind of funny. I didn't think you did that on purpose, though.
But a lot of people don't even know their own license plate.
Oh, yeah. And having a knack for getting out of complicated relationships deftly without anyone ever hearing from the other person again.
Wait a minute.
No, of course not. But I think that there are skills, like these are one, this is something I don't think we think about a lot. You may see a skill or see somebody good at something and you don't really question it or think too much about it until later.
Until later.
Yeah. Why are you good at that?
Yeah, right, Tom Ripley.
Yeah. I think there's some actually interesting lists like of these, or you can create a really interesting list in your head if you think about this. That isn't so like mischievous. That isn't so I don't know. It's an interesting list. It really is.
Well, is that better though? I mean, is it a little more mysterious? Like you can, is it better than like knowing like really boring things? Like I could name all the brands of canned corn out there. You know, is that's just boring. You know, but it's a skill. I know.
Or you know the location of all the U.S. embassies in every country.
That's good.
Oh, you're a spy. Oh, yeah.
There's stuff where you can't tell if it's either mischievous or just weird. It's not always easy to tell that.
It's a gray area.
An interesting obsession with something, you know? I mean, come on.
That's why you can count on us, everybody, because we live on that line. We live in that gray area.
I know all the flavors of Spam.
Thank you for proving my point, Melissa.
Well, that's just smart. I mean, that's just a... that's very useful, yeah.
We'll take our final time out of the show. We'll be back with more fun. Melissa, Seth, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within The Morning Show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries, or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer, and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy.
Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Currently it's 26.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show on WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day.
We hope you had fun over the last couple hours. We sure did. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Melissa and I will be hanging out tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Tuesdays with Melissa. We are going to be having some fun with that show. Be listening for it, everybody. We got some good local good stuff to get to. Our schedule we want to touch on as well. Let's get into some good stories of the day and some good things going on in our area. As we mentioned earlier, this Friday, January 31st, see Jeff Allen and the amazing show that's going to be taking place at the Performing Arts Center. 7:30 That will be taking place. SavorTheArts.com is where you can get tickets. And keep in mind that $3 of every ticket sold will go to Opportunity for Hope, the recovery service going on over there.
Awesome.
And be listening tomorrow. Maybe we'll give away another set of tickets.
Listen.
Keep that between us, though, everybody. Okay. We don't want to, you know, that should be pretty cool. Also wanted to mention that there's some pretty cool things going on over at McMillan Memorial Library. Mm-hmm. They have Family Fun at McMillan happening tomorrow. A collaborative art project is going on tomorrow from 6 to 7. Paint a mini canvas for their February display.
Oh, man. Cool. They have so many cool things over there.
It should be a fun one.
Fun stuff.
And don't forget, this Friday, they got a book pocket pillow that they're going to be making.
Oh.
That's at 10 a.m. and at 2. And these things look really cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. You can find out more by going to MacmillanLibrary.org, MacmillanLibrary.org.
Mm-hmm.
Want to remind everybody as well that there is a great opportunity to be a hero in our community. You can donate blood. You got an opportunity this Wednesday, the 29th, to donate from 10 to 3 over at South Oconee YMCA over at 601 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
Again, that'll be from 10 to 3. We'll be mentioning that again before we wrap up the week.
Very good.
Seth, you got something for us.
Yeah, you have until Friday this week, the 31st, to get your Valentines for Veterans in, everybody. These are going to be handed out on Valentine's Day, so they need them by sent in by Friday so they can get everything organized, and they can get those handed out to veterans at the Gold Star Family Veterans Facilities throughout the state. And the address you send those to is Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843. That's 7843 P.O. Box in Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. They do ask, do not include candy, food, or snacks due to allergies and or dietary restrictions. Doesn't matter if you send candy at all. They just love getting those cards and being thought of, everybody. So a great little way to say thank you to veterans.
Heard a lot of good things already about that. A big thank you to everybody who has been working so hard at it. Taking a look at our schedule today, stick around for Matt and Air on Air coming up in just a few moments. Be sure to join Jane and Greg for a great time right up until the noon hour. And be sure to join us a little bit later today from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. We kick off the week strong. In part one, our friend James Benna going to be joining us, District Administrator and Ed Hauer Elementary School Principal. I'm going to be talking about the Port Edwards area a little bit.
Very nice. Very cool.
And in part two, our great friend Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, will be here.
Woo!
I don't know how we'll fit everything going on at the Cultural Center into 20-some minutes, but we're going to find a way.
They got so much going on. New exhibit, too, everything. Yeah, it's great.
We'll find out about that and so much more a little bit later today. Of course, we'll have a Playmakers for you today at 5 o'clock. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6. We have a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, and keep on listening, because might have some new sponsors with that coming up, everybody. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Ooh. Nice.
Join us today for that. We'll have a blast. Might be, I think, a solo show today. I don't think Randy will be in with us. So that's all right. I got all of you to hang out with. It'll be fun. And join us on our sister station at 105.5 WIRI at 6:50. Port Edwards boys basketball hosting Northern Lutheran. You guys covering this one? Or?
This is Laura will be working the board tonight for that one. I'm not sure if it's both Mike and Randy or not at the game tonight. So, but someone will be there. I can tell you that much.
Somebody with a microphone will be calling basketball
tonight.
That's
right. We can guarantee that.
Yes. Keep in mind, also to that point, our friends over at WXCO will have Assumption Girls Basketball versus Marathon, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, check out the app. You can just look it up real quick there. Go to XCO and you can hear it there. Our friend Chad doing that one.
Yeah.
A woman in Alabama gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot on Wednesday.
Oh, my.
My sister was so in love with this story. This Jillian, this is such a Jill story. She and her son, Dallas, are doing great. Krispy Kreme is giving them free donuts for a year.
Wow, that's awesome.
And offered to throw him a birthday party every year until he's 18.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's actually pretty cool.
That's above and beyond. I like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I like that one.
That is marketing 101 right there.
Smart. Yeah. Very smart on their part.
Incredibly intelligent by Krispy Kreme. I don't care what they're spending on that every year. It is going to be a story every year.
It is. Yep.
It is. And that kid's going to think it's cool, except for the years what?
Yeah, 15, 16,
13 to 17.
Yeah, something like that.
And then the Big Bang on 18.
I got to say,
ends up working there.
I'm a little disappointed in the couch company that on the couch that I was born on. I feel like they missed a golden opportunity.
Back then, they didn't think about that kind of thing, James. No. They didn't.
Have a great day, everybody. You too. Great show.
Yep.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel says a list from Hamas shows 8 of its 33 hostages scheduled for return from Gaza are dead. CBS's Remy Innocencio says displaced Palestinians are returning home.
Mostly rubble is what they're returning to, because we know that the IDF has been focused on northern Gaza in order to try to, in its own words, destroy Hamas.
A White House official confirms President Trump will sign an executive order today on trans people in the military. CBS is Olivia Rinaldi.
This would direct the Department of Defense to determine a policy regarding transgender service in the military based on readiness. This wouldn't be a blanket ban like it was in the first administration.
In Poland, world leaders marked 80 years since the liberation of the notorious Nazi death camp Auschwitz. The Nasdaq's down 531. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.